Seriously, though, like you asked the question about Klay Thompson, B, and I do think it's a fair one. Like, for me as a longtime Warrior fan, was I frustrated with Klay the last couple years? Of course. Like, a lot of people were. But my whole thing was this. Either if the Warriors are going to ride it out, you ride it out with all three guys,
no doubt.
Right? Draymond, Klay, and Steph. And we just sink into the abyss and like, hey, wherever this leads is where it leads. But if you're going to let Klay go, like, we should have been more open-minded or proactive or whatever. Like Dre and Klay should have gone. Well, like, because I think that's where right now there's a disconnect. Well, why is Dre still here and Klay's gone? What? Huh? Like, are we doing the nostalgia, you know, comeback tour, or are we doing the, hey, we're doing everything we can to win now? Just pick the lane. And
right.
I think that decision of allowing Klay to go, even though he had control of that, and Dre still being here, they're not connected. It's incongruent.
Well, I thought the year where the Jordan Poole incident happened and he lost in the second round to the L.A. Lakers. And the way you lost to the L.A. Lakers showed me that from a basketball stylistic standpoint, you're going to have to evolve. You can't play the same way that helped you win four championships and expect to win in the future. The league had adjusted.
Mm.
They weren't guarding Draymond Green or Looney in the two big lineup. And they really react turned Klay Thompson into a playmaker, which he's not a playmaker. So they try to shift, right? And they go to Chris Paul. But you want to play fast. And you're a small team that wants to play fast. We bring in CP3. He's not going to play fast. He's going to play slow. Slow. Pick and roll. Half court. He's not going to get up and down.
Very slow.
So it kind of contradicts what the style of play. It contradicts what you want to do offensively. What you want to do as a team. So I thought that point, especially when you lost your first series under Steve Kerr in the Western Conference, it was the perfect pivot point. But instead, they re-signed Draymond Green. They trade Jordan Poole for CP3, and you walk in with the disgruntled Klay Thompson after he's coming into a walk year after losing Bob Myers.
Mm.
And you didn't really adjust your style. Instead, you said, boy, we're going to bring Chris Paul in, and we're going to hope that he can close games. We want a finisher, right? Because we're having a tough time finishing games. Well, half those games, you see Chris Paul is on the bench. He's not finishing. So last year became a disaster, not to mention the suspensions by Draymond Green and all the action he missed, 17 games in all. That was the perfect pivot point before last season. It's kind of like Bumgarner. It's so similar. In a way, it's similar to Bumgarner, right? Remember Bumgarner's last year? Everybody's like, you got to trade him. You got to trade him. I'm thinking, that ship has sailed.
Yeah,
trade him with 3 months left in the season, you're not going to get much.
Yeah.
The year to trade Madison Bumgarner wasn't 2018. It was 2017.
Yeah.
And you didn't get out ahead of it. And so the same thing is happening right with the Warriors right in front of our very eyes.
It's true.
So you have a good. So now you're in this place where you're stuck, like when you had the Brandons.
Well, you feel like you're in no man's land. And here's the other thing. And I look, people are going to hear this and they might flip out. But I want to be very clear on this. Steph is still awesome. Still awesome. Still one of the better players in the NBA, if not one of the top, 15 guys. He could be one of the top five guys on any given night, just maybe not as often as he was before. You can't curate everything offensively to just run what highlights what Steph does well.
Yeah.
And I think that there needs to be some softening on that. And I don't think that's an indictment of Steph. It's the reality and being self-aware of where he's at. And then where are all these other players? What kind of system do more players adapt to? I think that there's been a hesitance to, basically they want to curate the entire roster to be able to have Steph coming off of 1,000 screens.
Right.
And so you want to have a guy at the top of the key who can facilitate that, the trigger man, if you will, right? For lack of a better term. And so that would be Draymond 9 times out of 10. And then a bunch of guys who are either catch and shoot guys, but primarily screen dirty work guys.
Yeah.
Well, when things get muddied and you've got four guys off ball, all knowing that Steph is going to be running around off screens and you don't have a Klay Thompson.
And you don't have yet.
Who is honoring these other guys that are setting screens?
Exactly.
And so you've made it more difficult for Steph Curry in the half court, and you're not highlighting what the other guys do really, really well. So to me, there's got to be a philosophical shift here that again, come a little down on all the stuff revolves around Steph. You could still run a lot of stuff for him. But let's also run stuff that complements some of these other players that are going to be coming into the system or guys that you currently have on the team.
Well, that's why Quentin Pulse was such a revelation last week, because he's a stretch five where he screened and Steph gets doubled, he passes at the post. Post is ready to shoot.
100%.
He's locked and loaded in the triple threat position, ready to let it fly.
Don't you?
Same thing with Gee Santos.
I was just going
to
say
Gee Santos. He's ready to let it fly.
Guy.
Decisive. I thought Pods, when it was 199 yesterday, Moody comes out, hit a three. They go on 11-2 run. To cap off that run, Pods gets to corner three,
yes,
where they push the ball off the floor. It was a great push. That's playing with pace. Passing ahead. Gee Santos gets the pass ahead, sees Pods at a corner. Boom, Pods was decisive in that corner three. Even though there was a guy coming flying out to the corner, Pods said, I'm shooting this thing, I'm letting it fly, and it was nothing but net.
Yeah.
He's been more decisive since he's come back, and the game looks like it slowed down. But to your point, and to the sets point on the 925, difference between Clay and Buddy, even when Clay was ice cold, he was still drawing double teams because people fear him. And that was kind of the point I was trying to help her home the last 2 years. Is like, hey, look, I know Clay, what he isn't, and I know what he is. But he's going to draw attention. He's going to draw doubles. People are still petrified from Klay Thompson, and you see him make 7 threes in the first quarter the other night for Dallas. Buddy right now is just struggling so much. They're like, go ahead, put the ball on the floor. We're going to let you do what you do. And as Kenny Caraway told us, sometimes he thinks he's Kobe.
Forget Buddy for a second. How many times have you seen GP2 catch the ball on the wing where there is not an inch of, just in the NBA, not a lot of space to do anything? I don't know if you've been paying attention, people.
Right.
Like, there's just freaks everywhere. Yet GP2, multiple times a half, will catch the ball on the three-point wing. He'll catch, look down, dribble like it's a free throw, have all the time in the world, and still be able to unload a three-point shot. You know why? And it's not. We love you, GP2. No one is coming out to close out on him. Teams have said, we would rather you make a couple threes wide open than us even pretend to guard you.
Playing the percentages.
Exactly.
Playing the percentages. Right now he's shooting low 20s, teens from the three-point line, so you would sag off of him. But you got a lot of players that teams do sag off of. Waleed and Fremont will get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570, the general question. Do you want to go all in on Jimmy Butler? We got some Giants stuff from Larry Bear, because I think people are so down on the Giants right now from what he said the other day on the Morning Rose and how people reacted online.